Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take
him out! You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Justin Holliday waits, holding, and gets it to Bullock. He'll turn, he'll fire, it's up and good at the buzzer. And that will be a two-point victory for Golden State. After that shot, the Warriors win the season series.
Waits, holding, and gets it to Bullock. He'll turn, he'll fire, it's up and good at the buzzer. And that will be a two-point victory for Golden State. After that shot, the Warriors win the season series. 2-1.
Baby, oh, that felt good for the soul.
Give me a better one.
Oh, baby, that's what I got right now.
Here, I'll give it to you.
Oh, baby. That just felt good. It felt right. The Warriors with 33 assists. And I know the Dallas Mavericks were shorthanded. No Kyrie Irving. No Tim Hardaway Jr. Hell, the Warriors, they don't have Gary Payton II. We have no idea if Andrew Wiggins is coming back to this roster. They're banged up, but damn it, they get a win. They play some. Look. I know they gave him 125 points in that basketball game. It felt like there was defense being played. There was passion. It was intensity. You get your second straight road win on the same road trip for the first time all season. Your second two-game road winning streak. And now you're coming back home feeling good. I will take it all because Draymond Green played great in the second half.
Oh, he's awesome.
Jordan Poole had his moments in the third quarter. Really played well. Curry let the game come to him. Klay, okay, he was invisible. It's fine. It's all good. He played some defense. And then Jonathan Kuminga getting better and better and better. I know we're going to talk a lot about Draymond, talk a lot about Luka and the referees and the whining and all that stuff. But damn it, that win just felt good. I needed it from my soul.
I can't remember the last time Draymond did the I'm on the ground at an and one flexing like that. Like that. That was all the feels. Like that moment right there to me was like, I've been waiting for that. For how long? It feels like since last summer. And maybe I'm being over the top here, but like honestly, when was the last time you were that charged up over a Warrior win?
No, it was. It felt really, really good.
Didn't it?
It felt really good. They've been struggling down there at the American Airlines Center in Dallas.
That's a cool stadium.
I like that stadium.
When they
like
zoom out and they come in, because you guys do a good job of showing out front.
Yep.
It just looks really cool.
It does look. The Metroplex, that whole area is really nice. I've yet to go down there. Should have gone down there. They had a game the Saturday night before the Niners. Cowboys wild card game down in downtown Dallas. But anyway, look, it's a good win. Steph Curry drops 13 assists, 20 points. Kuminga does his thing. There's nothing to pick. Can I start there with Kuminga as we say good morning, everybody?
So good.
Get off their graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? Good morning to everybody out there. You know the drill, teachers, cops, paramedics, you name it. YouTube, Xfinity Mobile Text Line, Twitch. Good morning, Spadoni, Lubman, and you, Joe Shasky.
Good morning.
Look, we can start anywhere you want. But Jonathan Kuminga, we highlighted this matchup on the show yesterday.
You were all over it.
We highlighted it on the pregame show. Says Sakti, make sure we get some tape of Kuminga defending Luka earlier this season. And what does he do when he comes into the basketball game? He comes in and he says, Luka, I am picking you up 94 feet.
Yep.
You may end up getting 30 points. That's fine. You average 33. But you're going to take 27 shots to get these 30 points. and I'm going to make sure that I don't foul you, and he's learning where to be. Hey, offensively, he could do it all. The three is starting to hit.
Hey.
The mid-range jumper is starting to hit. He's dunking on people's heads.
Yeah.
But the fact that he set the tone and said, okay, Wiggs is out. Let me gobble up these 30 minutes. I'll gobble up 30 minutes and 30 seconds, and I'm picking up Luka full court, and I'm going to make it hard for him all night long. I can't get enough to the second-year pro.
Second most minutes he's ever played in a game?
Yeah, it should have.
But like when I heard that, I was like, that is, I'm sorry. Like that's, he should, we should be farther along, but that's neither here nor there. Yesterday, like I think people need to understand, like they're going to look at the box score and they say, oh, Luka did X, Y, and Z. And yes, he did. He's amazing. When I listen to the great defenders, and yep. I would put Shane Battier underneath great defenders, but he's so brilliant in terms of basketball minds. He was explaining guarding yep. Kobe Bryant. It's not about how many points Kobe mm-hmm. scores when I play against him. It's about, can I make him work extra hard for every single basket? Can right. I make him slightly less efficient? And I look at that game yesterday from Kuminga. He avoided foul trouble, yep. which was money. Number two, he made Luka work for yep. every single basket. And I thought for a 20-year-old who has been up and down this right. season, who didn't get a lot of run last year, that was a monumental step forward. And no I thought doubt. To myself, no that's doubt. A precursor to him throughout the Western yep. Conference playoffs. If yep. you want to get anywhere of significance, you're going to need that elite player to start turning in yep. to that kid on the spot. 20 years old?
20 years old. We see him moments against Kawhi Leonard. We saw moments last night against Luka. He's going to get his chance on Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a bitch to deal with. We all know that. He's going to get
amazing.
His.
He's These amazing. These are all some of the but greatest you know, players like, the game's ever seen.
But when I hear stuff like this from Jonathan Kuminga, ask how he maintains his composure in mm-hmm. close games without having a lot of experience. Here's Kuminga.
Just staying locked in, especially playing against good teams. It's just one mistake and everything is messed up. So just staying locked in, especially as a young player, it's tough because not having too much experience, but just being around those guys every day and learning and watching different things that they do. And I feel like that's where I kind of like stay locked in and just focus on little things.
So you mentioned the minutes, right? He played 30 minutes and 30 seconds. He's had four other games where he's played a little more, but those are some of the games where the guys are out. So fourth most minutes this year, fifth most minutes this season. Felt like it shouldn't even be a problem. The fact that he only has 8 30-minute games this year, 30-plus minute games, because when I talk to Mully and I talk to D-Ray
crazy?
And I talk to other players and I talk to other scouts from the opposing yeah, team, yeah. they're saying, why is it Jonathan Kuminga playing more? We've been yelling, blowing the face all season long. Why is it Jonathan Kuminga playing? That's in the past. We're now moving forward yeah. with 8 games left. If he doesn't play 25 to 30 minutes a night from here on out the rest of the way, there's something's wrong here.
And if you're going to tell me that defense is the most important part of winning in the playoffs,
then what did you watch last night?
Like, that's my point. Like, last outside night, did of he Draymond, I would put Looney, but right now, in terms of most valuable on the perimeter, given the elite talent that right. the Western Conference has, he might be the second most important defender for the Warriors right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Because Trey's always going to be the anchor, yep. but you got to have dudes on the outside yep. who can cover. And the fact that he didn't stay in foul trouble all game was a monumental step forward. This kid can do it.
This kid can do it. And people, so are gonna look at, people are going to look at the rebounds and say, well, you only grabbed three
He's
rebounds.
He's guarding one of the He's, toughest defenders.
The same thing that happened with Kawhi Leonard. You're playing on the perimeter. So when I talked to, and Bully loves JK. We love JK from the minute we saw him in the California Classic.
He's 20.
The minute we saw him in the California Classic, 5 minutes into that basketball game, his first ever NBA game, we looked at each other and said, we love this guy. From day one.
I know.
From day one.
You know what?
Bully, I asked Bully all the time, and D-Wright came in this studio.
Yeah,
that's right. Now we're on draft show and said,
yeah.
if they get the pick, go get Kuminga. That's the guy.
Well, and I thought that offensively, you start to see the game grow a little, Bonte. And just hear me out here. As Steph, maybe he's at his all-time, you know, height of powers.
Right.
But as he starts to slowly tick down, you see a floor game like he had last night, and you start to envision, could Steph become
Steve
more
Nash.
Of a distributor
Steve Nash
as years go on? Like, I'm envisioning down
to
the line.
To be Steve Nash, right? pick and roll game with Jonathan Kuminga.
I mean, Bonte, the way he moved the ball last night, he'll always be able to shoot, right? Yeah. But in terms of anchoring an offense, if he just takes a slight step back over the next couple of years and JK takes that big leap forward, can't you envision scenarios where Curry is running like that point guard traditionally? Like, he threw some sick dimes yesterday.
It's been in my head. The last I don't know, 2 months because of the way Kuminga could go to the basket. He's 9 of 11. Shot discernment. All right? He's understanding his role. He talked to us on the post-game show yesterday. He's saying, I now know where to be on the floor. I know where to be offensively. I know where to be defensively. I know how to be patient. Don't take the first shot that's presented to me. Let me hold it. Let me work the ball around. Make sure we get a play. And then, hey, I know I'm the fourth option on offense, so I'll live with that right now. I'm 20 years old trying to learn how to play. So he goes 9-for-11. He's 2-for-3 from the three-point line. Let me run some numbers by the end of the last five. Going into that game, he was shooting 57.5% in his last four games. 45.5% from the three-point line. Right? Give me the 15. People don't understand this. They want to talk about rebounding. Watch the game, folks. Watch the game. The eye test tells you Jonathan Kuminga's trending up.
Yes,
all right, now
exactly.
In his last five, 62.3% from the floor.
Wow.
50% from the three-point line.
Wow.
16 points. 4 rebounds, 3 assists. He's getting a half a steal. Now free throw shooting 66.7%. That will get better over time.
His stroke is nice.
But the efficiency and knowing where to be and the fact that he's saying, Luka, as soon as you guys inbound the basketball, I'm getting into your grill. That's shades of GP2 last year.
Yes.
That's shades of Andrew Wiggins. And I can't wait for GP2 to come back because now Jonathan Kuminga is a dog on that perimeter. And that's the one thing. We underestimated the amount of toughness this team has over the championship years. They always say, oh, this is a little finesse team, a little cute team. Yeah. Remember Cornbread Maxwell? Oh, they don't like to get beat up. Well, this team doesn't have a lot of punks on it. Draymond Green ain't no punk. Steph Curry ain't no punk. Jordan Poole's coming around. I know one thing about Jonathan Kuminga. He ain't no punk.
No, he's
a stud.
He
wants all the smoke, and he's a stud.
Well, he also got called for the worst travel ever he would have had a yammer in the lane like the officials. But we'll get to that in a second. B, how about when his parents, I saw a photo circulating online where he gets to see his parents. I think one thing that we don't do a really good job of in America is understanding how difficult it is of a cultural transition for people to come here, play professional sports, be thrown lots and lots of money. Everyone is driving around. They're going, oh, I'd love to have much money thrown at me. It's not just about the money. Like, you're missing your family. You're missing your home base. Like, think about the cultural shock of coming here. Like,
He left the Congo at 13 years old.
And then in the middle of COVID, you don't see your family because they're overseas for how many years?
Uh-huh.
Like, I think we don't do a good job reporting those things. Like, Yasiel Puig, I see a lot of people want to crush Yasiel Puig. I'm like, do you realize this guy had to swim in shark-infested waters to get to Mexico flee Cuba?
Right.
Like, I don't think we do a great job understanding the plight of these people getting to where they're at. Like, for Jonathan to get to where he's at. So you're telling me that this guy's work ethic should be challenged, like, earlier in the year?
Well, I told you, that was an erroneous report.
And
I don't know where that came from.
That was weak.
I don't know where that came from, but it was garbage.
It was
because
weak.
Because from what I hear at Chase Center, from what I hear when I'm around that team, this guy works his ass off.
Well, and
he wants to be great.
And think about all the young players that have played for the Warriors. Like, he could have easily tapped out on this season in terms of it being fragile mentally. And it's like, I would have understood it, you know, and not being consistent and not making the most of his opportunities. Because I think it's really hard. Like, you know, when you see what happens with James Wiseman, he gets shipped off. You don't know if you're staying or going because of all the trade rumors. And you're 20 years old. Like, I don't think we've done a great enough job appreciating the journey for Kuminga this year, and I'm so happy for him. Yesterday was just on full display.
Well, a lot of people are not going to understand the journey that he's on. A lot of people are going to say, oh, we don't have a lot of patience with young fellas. Well, it's just like,
so weak.
Here's an example. It's like a guest we have on the air, right? And the boss man, Matt Nahegan, may say, why do we have this guest on? Do you know how they sound? Well, let's get them on the air and see how they sound.
Yes.
And let's give them reps.
Yes.
Because, you know, for example, Laura Britt, nobody knew how she sounded on air. Let's get her on there. Let's see how she sounds. Mm-hmm. Let's work with her. And every time we interview her, she gets better and better and better. And the roasters go crazy saying she needs to be a guest permanently on the morning roast. Same thing with rookies and playing time. James Wiseman now getting playing time. He's getting better. Kuminga. Young players have to play.
Yes.
And so that journey to stay patient and have the wherewithal to say, okay, I'm 20 years old. I get it now. They're playing for banners. I want to be part of that.
Agreed.
So how do I make myself important? I'm a championship contender at the age of 20. I know Paolo Banchero scoring all these points. I know Jalen Williams is at OKC balling out.
Yeah.
I could be doing that for some team that's not even playing for the play-in. But I'm on a championship team getting to learn from Hall of Famers, guys who have won championships, who have gone through all the wars in the playoffs, won road games, game sevens on the road, they've won home, they've come back from 3-1, they've blown 3-1. Kuminga is now learning that I can be important on a championship team, but I have to simplify the role. And he's done that over the last 2.5-3 months. And now Steve Kerr is rewarding him. Patience, folks. You have to have patience with young fellas. And the media members, too. There's media members who crush him every single day. Well, Kuminga this and Kuminga that. Don't worry about Kuminga. What about the veterans? Well, Kuminga's coming into his own right now, and I can't be more. I'm so damn thrilled for him.
Well, and there's the immediate of helping in within this season. It's hard not to look forward, B, because the fountain of youth for that San Antonio roster was when Kawhi Leonard went from being some guy that they traded for who developed into an absolute defensive stopper and then eventually became
into his role offensively.
Absolutely.
He worked on his game offensively and then defensively
Kawhi
and all
Leonard's
came together.
One of the greatest players the NBA's ever seen.
But we didn't know that coming out.
No.
When he came out of San Diego State, he was a one-trick pony.
I didn't think he had any offense.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I couldn't dribble.
That San Diego State team lost to UConn in the Sweet 16 down at the Palm.
The coach, Kimball Walker. I feel like, has always been a dirty coach.
Steve Fisher. but Kawhi was a one-trick pony. He had no offensive game.
No doubt about it. And look, I'm not here to say that Kuminga is Kawhi. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a metaphor there when you're watching it, and it's reminiscent of what Kuminga's going through right now. If the Warriors' big three core wants to win another championship, Jonathan Kuminga's going to have to be a massive part of that.
No doubt. We just ripped for 20 minutes on Jonathan Kuminga. He played his ass off, and trust me, I talk to Mully every night, and Kuminga said, Mully's always like, Kuminga should have been playing 30 minutes. We all love Kuminga.
Well, and it gives you a level of toughness and athleticism that you just don't have.
No, you don't.
I mean, like, be in a league full of guys who could jump and move and run, he's at the top.
He was all-time awesome.
I mean, if we were just to do like a skill set, I mean, honest to God, if I told you he played wide receiver in the NFL, you know he would be a stud.
Yeah, no doubt. And it was cool to see him after the game with his mom right there smiling. His pops looked tall. That was really, really cool.
His pops' smile. Yeah, I could see his face.
Even the moms. Look at mom's smiles. Because I know how.
That was so cool.
I know foreigners, like, and his parents.
Yeah.
Their pictures when they first came to America, they never smile.
Why? You're
like, I don't know. It was just a thing. It was just like, well, in America, we just saw people.
Well, all the old photos back in the day, like, you know, you look at the old, you know, 75 or more years ago, nobody smiled in any of them.
Nobody smiled.
It was literally like, hey, all right, boom, we'll take the picture.
Nobody smiled. So, but it was good to see them
like
smile.
It wasn't like selfie culture now.
No.
You know what the worst picture is these days? Real quick while we're here. When people do this one, we're like, it's like the album
they're looking
cover,
away.
The looking away album cover photo for your selfie on Instagram.
Whatever.
I think it's the weakest one. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
God, it's
Warriors win last night. Warriors win last night. All right, the second half, because Draymond Green, you need this Joker so bad. He gets into foul trouble the first 15 minutes of the game, picks up 3 fouls, 2 quick ones in the first quarter.
The charging one, the block. He didn't touch anyone. He threw it. It was going to be a dunk. He threw a pass, splits the two defenders, and they call him for foul. And I'm like, wait a minute. He didn't touch anyone. Then they show the replay. There was no contact.
Refs are all time bad. I don't even want to get to it, but I don't even care about the refs.
But it put them in the bonus.
It did put them in the bonus.
Draymond Green and foul trouble on the bench.
But here's what I'm getting to.
Sorry.
Like a seasoned vet, he responded to the second half. Over 17 minutes of action. 3 block shots. 3 steals. 12 points. He goes on a 7-0 run in the third quarter alone to get the Warriors off to a good start in the third quarter where they go up 9, 87-78. Draymond Green played excellent basketball down the stretch. And you know what? This lineup that they have, whether it's Looney or Draymond, I get that they start Looney and Draymond together. But I like it with Steve Kerr. Later the game splits them up.
Yes.
It goes to a one big lineup. You either go Looney, and you have Kuminga, you have DiVincenzo, you have Poole, you have Clay, you have Steph, whoever it is. But you go one big because it allows you a lot more spacing offensively. When you have Draymond Green and Kevon Looney there, okay, I get it, defensive purposes, but the paint is congested. And when you play a team like the LA Lakers, when you play a team like the Memphis Grizzlies, you don't think Mike Brown in Sacramento the next time they play to go to the Warriors, he's going to say, leave Draymond Green wide wide open. But when you split them up, you can't do that. You get Draymond Green down on the block in that split action post-up game. And so
and then I love
the way he played.
His IQ was shining through.
IQ was shining through. So I thought Looney and Draymond played well off of each other. Even though they didn't play a lot together, Looney with another double-double. And then Draymond Green finishes with 14 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds. He played great last night in the second half.
JP was awesome in that third quarter, especially I think it was the end of the third, start of the fourth.
Well, he started getting saucy.
He did.
He started getting saucy.
He had the one play where he goes like this.
But
he does that one play where he stops in the lane and the guy's, you know, on him like glue. And he does the one arm, old school, old man, like ball fake. And then he throws it up. God, JP needed that.
No, he needed
those moments.
Well, I thought he played a really controlled basketball game yesterday. And you look at the third quarter where he started getting saucy, 3 assists, 9 points. And you look at the overall box score for Jordan Poole. No turnovers.
16 points. I didn't know
6
that.
Assists. I love the mid-range jumper he settled for late in that basketball game. 0-for-4 from the 3-point line. And I'll give the Dallas Mavericks credit. They know how to run Steph and Klay and Poole off that 3-point line in the first half. 2-for-10 from Klay, Steph, and Jordan Poole, the Splash siblings. They do a great job against Curry and making sure that he doesn't destroy them from the 3-point line. Remember they had the game last year in the fourth quarter where he didn't even get a shot off because they doubled him and he got the ball out of his hands. Moses Moody went crazy in the fourth quarter in the loss to the Mavericks last year, 122-113. But I thought the Mavericks, they do a really good job of getting the Warriors off that 3-point spot. So the Warriors took what they gave them.
Yeah.
They went to the rim, they attacked, and they attacked at will.
Yeah, and I thought they were attacking Christian Wood at times, making him be a defender. But what's his name? Reggie Bullock's, he's underrated. He's a nice
defender.
He really is. Like, he's a nice player. And then, is it Josh Green? I always mispronounce his name.
Josh Green.
I like him, too. I just think he's solid. I think he does a lot of little things really well.
Jaden Hardy.
Hey.
27? Who is this kid?
Right?
Go look at his game logs.
I've never heard of him.
This guy's been dropping 20, 22, 27. Second year dude, 20 years old. He's a player.
Yeah.
They found their replacement for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. All right, let's break. We got a break. All right.
Segment brought to you by Go to Save, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToSaveLumber.com. Anthony Slater coming up at 8 o'clock. What's coming up on the game sponsored by Bob's Discount Furniture. Anthony Slater and your phone calls. 888-957-9570. Your big takeaways. Warriors win 2 road games in a row. All of a sudden, we feel a little bit better about that road trip. They go 2-3 in a 5-game road trip. Now they come back home to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Going to be a lot of fun here down the stretch. 8 games left. Warriors in the thick of it.
Steal by Kuminga, up front on the handoff, dribble, and Doncic just lets him go, and he hammers it down with a right hand.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
You know, Steve Kerr the other day, and that was Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game.
Baby, I like it raw.
Yeah, this is hard right here. This is all-time classic. Where was I going? Oh, Steve Kerr was talking about the playoff race. You know, how fun it is to be in the thick of it. And maybe it is fun for Steve Kerr. We haven't had a lot of fun, but I understand what he was saying. He's like, look, this is a different challenge for us. We haven't been through something like this. Can we be like the 95 Houston Rockets where we were a number 6 seed and won the NBA championship? We're a long way away from that. We don't even know if they're going to be a top 6 team. We don't know who's going to be in the lineup, who's going to be out of the lineup. We have no idea. But damn it, I know one thing. That win last night, it felt good.
It felt really good.
It felt like the best road win of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It was like one of those great meals that you have and your favorite restaurant that you haven't been to in a long, long time. And you're sitting down, you're like, oh, this is why we come here. I mean, that was incredible. Can I admit something?
What's up?
I'm not here to say it's a rival. This is not where I'm going with this. This isn't some profound, the Dallas Mavericks are a rival. They're a fun team to play against because they're easily hateable.
Yeah.
Luka is so good. Like, he's so good. He's worthy of your frustration and your hatred. He complains so much that I think it makes it easy for the casual fan to hate against him. And then Dallas, for some reason, because it's Texas, it's Dallas, like, that's baked into it. And then you add in the Mark Cuban element. I love playing the Mavericks. Am I the only one?
No, I don't mind playing the Mavericks.
They're not a rival. I'm not here to say they're a rival. I think they're a really fun foe.
So here's what's going on with the Dallas Mavericks. And we know what happened with 1:54 left in the third quarter. And I want people to call in 888-957-9570. And yes, we can hear you. 1-888-957-9570.
I heard from multiple people that that was the funniest part of yesterday's show.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of fun parts of yesterday's show, but we move on. 1:54 left in the third quarter. And Mark Cuban sent out a tweet. Do we have the play? Do we have the highlight? We don't have the highlight. All right, it'd be good to get that highlight if we can. It's basically, the Mavericks stink. They call a timeout, right? And they think that, hey, it's our ball under the basket. Now, Looney looked because he was battling with the loose ball. I forget who he was battling with the loose ball with. And he looks at the referee and said, that's our ball, right? The referee said, yeah, that's your ball. All right, so Steve Kerr draws the timeout up. Warriors come back on the court. All the Mavericks players are on the other side of half court. And Jordan Poole's like, hey, ref, you want to give me the ball? Mm-hmm. They're not here to play defense. So the Warriors inbound the ball. Looney gets an easy layup. Boom, gets a basket. Oh, you have the highlight? Here you go. Let's play the highlight for our audience out there who missed it.
Feeds it to Looney. The Warriors inbounded the ball. And the Mavs. Now Michael Smith comes over. Andy Nagy handed the ball. Dallas wasn't on defense. He handed the ball to Poole, and it's a dunk.
This is crazy.
Dallas.
They may take this all back.
Was not defending the bucket. That's not the Warriors' responsibility.
I understand.
But it's not the referee's responsibility to tell them to play defense. Looney got a wide-open dunk. Never seen that.
Well, they fell asleep, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And Looney gets the easiest bucket that maybe I've ever seen.
That's funny. So Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, after a game, tweeted, for those wondering about the play with 1:54 to go in the third quarter, let me explain what happened. The ref called Mavs ball. The announcer announced it. Then there was a timeout. During the timeout, the official changed the call and never told us. Then when they saw us line up as if it were our ball.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Then when they saw us line up as if it was our ball, he just gave the ball to the Warriors. Never said a word to us. They got an easy basketball. Crazy that it would matter in a two-point game. Worst officiating non-call mistake possibly in the history of the NBA. All they had to do was tell us, and they didn't. And so now the Mavericks and Mark Cuban are going to protest this.
Yeah,
they're going to
protest
the game.
You want.
They're going to lose. Yeah. He intends to protest. They tried to protest in the game back in against the Atlanta Hawks back in February of 2020. And Cuban lost a protest and was fined $500,000. No NBA protest has succeeded since 2008. So,
well, there's a variety of things. So, like, number one, watch that game, Mark. There were calls all over the place that were horrible. All over the place. We could isolate that one play. I would go back to the Draymond Green's crash and pass where he doesn't hit anyone, he doesn't touch anyone. They take a dunk off the board. They had a Kuminga travel that was not a travel, which took another dunk off the board. And then they had the JP loose ball where he bats it and beats Luka to the ball. Luka falls on the ground, and they give Luka two free throws. Why? Because they're in the bonus.
Right.
Because of all the egregious fouls.
This season, is anybody surprised that something like that would happen?
No.
Back on January 20th, I tweeted out, the NBA has a huge problem when it comes to officiating. It's all-time bad. And, you know me, I'm a geek for this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm watching all these games, and I'm, dear God, what is he calling? Dear God, what is going on here?
Well, and it's so bad.
It's
not even like
bad.
The 50-50 calls.
It's all-time bad.
It's like the obviously egregious calls.
And that was a microcosm of how bad these referees
are. I agree with you.
You got to communicate somehow. Now, the Mavericks, they feel like they got screwed. Two-point loss as well. That feels bad. But the Warriors, look, heads-up play. Give me the ball. They're not on defense. We play on. We go get an easy bucket.
In those situations, so it's funny, like, and I'm not trying to equate sixth grade or eighth grade basketball to the NBA. But, like, I have coached bad teams before, and I'm like, guys, we're shooting on that basket, and they're taking it out. We're on defense. I'm literally saying to that as they're walking out onto the court. Now, usually one of your bench coaches is all over that, and you're following whoever the referee is with the ball because the refs love to hold the ball, and they'll walk over to wherever the station is, the area on the court where you're going to be inbounding the ball. So to me, I'm surprised that Dallas didn't have their eyes like, okay, where's the referee with the ball?
Right.
He was clearly on the other side of the court.
Right, no doubt. No doubt.
The whole thing was weird. I swear to you, I have seen that in CYO. I've never seen anything remotely close to that in the
NBA. I've never seen that in CYO, YMCA, high school. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen that before. That was a first for me.
You know what that was? Fourth grade, bottom division, CYO basketball.
I have no idea.
I couldn't believe it.
I have no idea how that happens in the NBA.
What did Mully say?
We all just were kind of shocked. Like, what? What the hell's going on here? What? Because going into the break, you didn't know if it was Mavericks or Warriors ball. We didn't get the clarification because the first referee under the basket was saying Mavs ball. And then Looney was like, wait. Did he say Warriors ball? And so the way Looney walked to the bench, he knew it was Warriors ball. And Steve Kerr said it after the game. We'll play the sound. Hey, I was drawing up a play, so I knew it was our ball.
Yeah, exactly.
I drew up a play like it was our ball. I don't know. Let's take him to school real quick.
Okay,
Jordan Poole, Draymond Green, taking him to school. We do this every single morning after a Warriors game. Poole was in his bag, and he found Draymond Green for his nice little layup in the third quarter.
Poole has it. Screened by Kuminga. Poole gets Doncic. Goes to work. Crossover dribble. Stops. Beats Draymond for the lay-in. Beautiful assist by Jordan Poole. He's had a couple of nice. He only has two assists. Both of them have been beautiful.
And he had the one no-look to JP, the nice little layup right there. I thought Jordan Poole played a very controlled game. His confidence got to be rising. Six assists, 16 points, no turnover, 6-13. Okay, the three ball's not fouled. It's not falling for him right now. Hopefully it does come around. But he is getting to the free throw line. 5 attempts yesterday, 4-5 from the free throw line. I like where JP's game has been at over the last three games. It's getting better and better and better. We don't need to crush the kid. They need this kid.
Absolutely.
So it's better to build him up. And I thought that was something to build off of last night. JP played well.
He really did. And I thought that just him and Curry in terms of playmaking in the half court, it was really nice to see the two of them. And for JP to smile, that's the first time I've seen him smiling like that. He gets to the rim at will. It felt like he had his dribbling back. He only fell a couple times in the game. So, you know, he looked really good yesterday. And I was happy for him. I got to get back to this, just the sequence of things that happened there. What I don't understand is this, 2B. So if the ball was going to be the Mavericks ball, all right, if it was, you were going to take it out under the hoop. You weren't going to go to half court.
Right, I don't know what they were doing.
So, like, you only go to half court at the in the final minute of other quarters, or if you call a timeout at the final minute, or in the final 2 minutes if you call a timeout, and you ask to advance the ball.
Yeah.
So even if, I don't understand why they thought they were going to get the ball right there.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
And then, like, if you want to argue about sequences and stuff, there was a rebound secured by Anthony Lamb. There's a loose ball he gets crashed into.
Yep.
He knocks the ball down. Somebody else goes to pick it up. They get crashed into. Yep. They end up missing a three. They get the offensive rebound, kick it back out. Yep. They hit a three. There were six or seven sequences where we could go to officiating and say, 2 points in the other direction changes that game.
You could do it every single game. The Lakers attempted 46 free throws last night.
What?
46.
That's 50.
Wow. I mean, Austin Reeves is living at the free throw line, flopping his ass off.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Spadoni. He's flopping.
Spadoni loves him.
It's grit and determination is what it is.
We only do that for the white players.
Yeah, he's full of it. Yeah, we
total gym rat.
Am I right? Like,
who's a grit black guy?
Yeah, I know. We never do that. Draymond's a gritty black guy.
No, he is. That's a good call. But we don't describe him that way.
But we don't describe him that way at all. We don't even go close to that.
But like Austin Reeves, oh, he's so gritty.
46 free throws for the Lakers.
I do like Austin Reeves. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, of course you do. You love the gritty white guys. You were a Patriots fan.
I admit it.
Edelman, Amendola,
someone's
got to
cape up for the few and far between white guys in the league.
You just all these.
I'm teasing.
Next Larry Bird, some are saying.
Oh, so the next Larry Bird. Whoa. Yeah, you got to be kidding
me. That's Luca. That's Luca. Let's get to Luca on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Also, Dub Nation, where you at? Big win. Big win. I hear from you all the time with the losses. What about the wins? This is a great win for the Warriors.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it, Dub Nation? You weren't around? 888-957-9570. Can we get some Chuck Cooperstein calls? Get his call on that play in the third quarter.
Please.
Let's hear Chuck Cooperstein.
Inject it into my veins.
That's your assignment, Spadoni 11. Find a Chuck Cooperstein call from that play in the third quarter.
Steiny wishes he was Austin Reeves.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's a great call, Rebel 444.
More coming up on the roast.
I have no idea.
This is Kamon Loon. Welcome back to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Bonte.
Loon Dog. Double double. He's playing so
Black
well.
Black Magic?
He's playing so well, Santana. Kevon Looney. Let me pull up these numbers here. He's playing out of his mind. 185 consecutive games he's played in the regular season. You look at all the double-doubles. It's 14th of the season. Third in the last four games. I mean, his 31st game with at least 10 or more rebounds. He's playing big, man. Where would the Warriors be without Kevon Looney? He's come so far in his career. 27 minutes, 52 seconds, 4-5 from the floor, 4-6 from the free throw line. Again, 5 offensive rebounds, 12-12. So that's an added bonus when you can get that from Kevon Looney. Big game for him.
Yeah, absolutely big game for him. Where would they be without him, you asked? I was going to say not in the position that they're in right now. I think they would be probably out of the play-in scenario. Right. Like, I'm dead serious on that. Think of the stability that he's provided in terms of just banging with bigs.
Right.
They have no big men. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dallas has a plethora of big men, and they got JaVale McGee on the bench.
They're 28th in the league when it comes to 28th in the league when it comes to shot blocking. They're one of the worst rebounding teams in the NBA, so they have no size.
Not the Warriors or Dallas.
Dallas. So,
and they feel. I feel like they have more bigs than us.
Well, Christian Wood's not really a big.
No,
he doesn't play big. JaVale McGee. I mean, come on. He played 9 minutes a game with the Golden State Warriors, and that was damn near 5 years ago. All right. So JaVale McGee, if you're counting on him to be a big or an important big on your team, he's a role player. He's a role player, and he always has been. There's nothing wrong with that. But Dallas is small. Now, if you play Philadelphia, we'll see if Embiid plays. He has a calf strain. That would be a blessing in disguise if he doesn't play against the Warriors. But Karl Anthony Towns is back. Jonas Valanciunas is coming up on the schedule. So it's important for Looney to play big, but it's also important for the Warriors to have that balance offensively. 39 three-point attempts. They average 46 a game. So they were under their average last night in Dallas. They went to the basket. They went to the cup, and they were 38-51 from shots inside the arc yesterday. Mm. Going to the basket, hitting the mid-range jumper, not just relying on a three or chucking up the three-point shot. Klay Thompson only attempted 9 shots last night, 4 threes. Shot discernment was a thing last night.
Yeah.
So I like the balance that the Warriors had, going to the basket, feeding Looney, feeding Draymond, and getting Kuminga involved in the paint.
Well, it felt like Steph Curry made a concerted effort to get everyone involved yesterday. I think that he realized they were running him off the three-point line, and it opened things up for others. And I thought that was a big step forward. That if there's one minor, I mean, this is minor criticism of Steph Curry at times, I feel like maybe he doesn't involve some of the others because his game is so dynamic and he can carry them. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult to guard when other guys are hitting. And right. like there was a couple of plays, him and Clay were coming down and they ran to go cover Clay Thompson. And then they were going to try to play Steph Curry for the three. And he just did a slight hesitation. Yep. Boom, layup. And then he does it again. And boom, he does a sweet pass to Kevon Looney for a wide open dunk. And it's like, dude, if he can get some of these other guys playing just a tick better, the floor opens up for him.
Yep, no doubt.
What's his career high for assists?
Who's that?
Steph Curry. I don't know what it is in a game.
In a game? I would guess 15.
When was the last, off the top of my head?
He's had a lot of double-doubles this year, actually.
Yeah, but Stephen 13-plus assists? I can't remember the last time he had 13. That feels like a lot. And maybe I'm misremembering.
20 points, 13 rebounds. That was his 12th double-double of the season. It was his 7th 10-assist game of the season.
7, wow.
And they're 6-1 when he has 10 or more assists. So there you go. Stephen Curry, let's take some calls. We'll figure that out.
As the years go on,
he will.
He could uptick that.
That's why I think he's going to age gracefully.
I
SF Bay Drummer down at H-Town. What's up, SF Bay Drummer?
What's good, my guys?
What's going on, man?
Today, the Warriors, not much, man. The Warriors didn't mess it up. I had a good night. I could sleep well. Snowfall messed me up. But,
oh, man, did it mess me up. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so...
Yeah, but, you know...
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. But, man, but I was happy to see the Warriors kind of, you know, take control of the game, didn't let it get too far from them and really work it out and get everything like, going because they know what time it is. And, man, Mark Cuban, y'all need to get the sounder for Cat Williams ready, man. Po little tink-tink. Like, he's just so, just crying. I swear, Texas has the best irrigation system in Texas, in the United States, man. All their water system is just used with tears. Houston Rockets from years ago just crying and crying. And then Dallas from the Cowboys to the Mavericks, you take your pick. Just cry, 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 cry. And Steph Curry, man, like, when his 30 for 30 come out, it's going to be named Blow the Whistle. The calls he never got, man. The refs never call fouls for this man, and it's just like he got to be Stephen Reeves or something like that from the Lakers to get, you know, calls. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, that's crazy, man. This guy is the MVP. What's the respect on this man's name?
I know. That's a great call, SF Bay Drummer. I mean, Iverson got to the free throw line. Steph Curry doesn't get to the free throw.
But Iverson attacked the rim.
Hey, Steph Curry does. He attacks the rim, and he's efficient at the rim. He gets bumped. He gets bruised. Whatever. They didn't want to call the fouls. Fine. They'll beat you anyway. Look, the Warriors, Stephen Curry, 15 assists earlier this season in a game. He's had 5 games with 15 assists. Had a 16 assist game back in 2013-14.
Don't remember
13
that.
13 assist game in 2010-2011. Because we just all get enamored with the 3-point shot. Yeah. But he does have a lot of games where he drops dimes left and right. He's a very willing passer passer. Luka Doncic, you know, so I'm looking at this text right now, and I guess it's perfect to get into it right now. 510, Xfinity Mobile takes a line. Speaking of white guys, why do people like Bonte compare Luka to Larry Bird just because he is white? He is more Paul Pierce.
He is not more Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce cannot pass like Luka or Larry Bird.
No.
Paul Pierce was an isolation player, backing down. He got buckets. Paul Pierce is a Hall of Famer, no doubt.
And lived at the free throw line.
Did you not see some of the passes Luka made yesterday?
Yeah.
Some of the bounce passes, the passes behind his head. That's what makes it so frustrating. You watch him play. Number one, he's out of shape. Number two, he's whining all game long. He missed 5 games. That was a bad Luka yesterday. And you say, okay, 30 points and 17 assists.
I know.
He dropped 17 assists, folks.
I know.
This guy can pass like Bird.
And Kuminga played great D.
Great defense all over.
And listen to what those stats you just said.
30 points, 17 assists. Now, he took 27 shots, so you made him work for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But you kept him off the he averages 11 free throws a game. I mean, that's up from 4. Last year, he averaged 7.5 free throws per game. He's up to 11 now.
So next year, he'll be at 26.
Maybe.
I mean, the way he cries. When he crashed, or Draymond crashed into him, I think it was the late third, and then he comes up limping. He plays limp like no other in terms of like, oh, I'm hurt. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it. Crying. He doesn't get back on defense. I mean, he's an outstanding player.
Yep.
I want to start there. Outstanding. I can't stand him. It's the crying for me. Yeah. It ruins the flow of the game. And I feel like...
Well, he cries during dead balls.
The foul call, right. And he's still crying.
He still cries. That's what he does, baby. He's a little
charted,
baby.
I charted the first half because I stopped charting. 21 times, and I might have missed some because the TV... I'm just going off the TV. 21 times, he turned his head and yelled at the official.
Yeah,
21 times.
That's what these guys
do. In the first half.
That's what these guys do. Luka cries. Harden cried. LeBron cried. Draymond cried. Like,
it's a problem.
This is the NBA player.
It's a problem.
It's a huge problem.
What do the former NBA players say to you, like, with the crying?
It's too much.
Okay, they agree with me?
They agree with me. We all know they've been crying. That's what turned me off from James Harden.
Yes.
Was all the crying.
I feel like Luka argues more.
He may have one-up Harden. He may have one-up Harden.
I mean, every possession, it's hands up in the air, hands down. He's turning. He's talking to officials. He doesn't get back on defense. What Mike Bastic said was so true. He does not get back.
No, he doesn't.
And he's just crying and complaining. And it's nonstop. Like,
when the face of your organization in the NBA for a long time, LeBron James, was the face of the league for a long time. He cried incessantly. Incessantly. And we ignored it. He whined. The tantrum he threw at the end of the Boston game earlier this season. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
He didn't get a technical or nothing.
I know. Well, that's the other thing. That's the problem. Text.
Your top players are bitching and moaning all the time. They're whining, crying, left and right, punking these referees. Now these referees can't blow the whistle. And they're inconsistent. So the Lukas, the Hardens,
Trae Young,
the LeBrons. Trae Young's always...
I can't watch Trae Young.
He all cries.
And they all want to crash into people and initiate contact. Instead, just play the game.
And you know what?
Play basketball.
And you know what? The Warriors this year have done a lot of crying.
I agree. Draymond is at the top of the list over the body work of his career. But here's what I'll say about Draymond. Does he complain a lot? Absolutely. But when I look at his offensive usage rate in comparison to those other guys that you're referencing, not only does Luka cry on every defensive possession where he gets a foul call on him or he doesn't, and he's looking for a charge or whatever... It's every offensive possession. And he has the ball in his hands even more than Draymond. Now, does Dre... Trust me. Dre is in the starting five of guys who complain to officials. I am not here to deny it. But I cannot stand... And the thing is with Luka, Luka's so good.
Well,
he's so good. Now, Dre, it gets too much, but I will...
But he doesn't handle the ball as well. But now you understand why I couldn't stand James Harden for so long.
Oh, it totally makes sense. It totally makes sense. But I would say this, that the officials, like, it's now out of their hands. Adam Silver needs to step up and be a commissioner, and he needs to sit down with these top dogs. That's why I love Giannis more than some of these guys, because he doesn't do the complaining. He needs to sit down with these top dogs and say, guys, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. The camera is on you all game, and you're constantly crying and whining to the officials. It's a put-off. And
it slows
the flow of the game.
I don't know if it slows down with all the crying during dead balls. I don't know if it really slows down the pace of the game. Mavericks play slow anyway.
Let me say this about Luka.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.